Hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government assures public of enhanced security after attacks on Levi Mwanawasa Medical University students.
Keeping you informed in both
Membe names Dorica Banda's running mate for 2026 general elections. Iran says it has seized two cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz after three vessels were attacked.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Government says that it has committed to improving road infrastructure following the lifting of the night travel ban. The move comes amid concerns from stakeholders about safety due to the current state of the many roads. Presenting a ministerial statement this afternoon, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali says that government is ready to work, is already rather working on the projects, including the Mpika Serenge Road and the Lusaka Dual Carriageway, among others. Mr. Tayali says that government has also put in place various safety measures to prevent road accidents. He adds that government is enhancing the Road Transport and Safety Agency's enforcement through efforts and improve the road fleet management policy to ensure safety on the roads. Mr. Tayali further stated that technological tools have been introduced to help monitor traffic and improve compliance. The public that safety measures have been strengthened following a rise in criminal attacks targeting students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. Presenting a ministerial statement in Parliament this afternoon, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says that government has deployed police officers to enhance security around the institution. He further stated that for security reasons, government has allocated student space in the old Levi Mwanawasa Medical University offices. Mr. Mwimbu has further assured that government has arranged for students to be accommodated in safer boarding houses. Mr. Mwimbu also noted that the community security teams have been established to help improve safety in surrounding areas.
Cases of burglary and theft, contrary to Section 301 of Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, and one case of rape, contrary to Section 132 of Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, involving students of Levi Mwanawasa Medical University residing in off-campus boarding house. For the 8 cases of burglary and theft record, 6 occurred between January and April 2026 alone. In these 6 cases, property including laptops and mobile phones valued at approximately 48,000 was reported stolen.
Socialist Party President Dr. Freddy Membe has announced the appointment of Dorica Banda as his running mate for the August 2026 general elections. Dr. Membe, who is also chairperson of the People's Pact, says that the decision is aimed at restoring integrity in Zambia's leadership. He states that addressing challenges such as poverty and limited economic development requires leaders committed to ethical governance. Dr. Membe has since urged Zambians to support the People's Pact in the upcoming elections.
The National People's Reporter, the accountability we come up with for the leadership. It has taken time for us to select among the sons and daughters of the common a running mate for the People's Party. Not that there were no people, but to push talent to Ngoshi takes time.
Kuti pavave kwatwenja vari tapani fayo kupiana pane nyine mushipa uku. Kusara kwa unga. Kusara kwempanda iya kwa chamano. Kusara kwempanda iya temesha vanhu iya kwa tomtimo wa vanhu. Kusara kwempanda iya shive chalo. Inga sunga vanhu nechawe kutianika.
Meanwhile, Ms. Dorica Band has accepted the nomination, describing her decision as one grounded in a desire to help address the country's challenges. Ms. Banda says that Zambia is at a critical point where decisive leadership choices must be made. She also called for the change of government, stating that there is need to chart a new direction for the country.
We have lowered the bar. Somebody spoke about our founding fathers. We have adjusted our expectations, their expectations. And we have called it patience. Zambia is a nice people. Zambia is patient. That is just not right. This can end now. Because this moment asks whether we are willing to demand better from those who are governing us today. And we have to ask ourselves, can we go beyond complaints and into responsibility? Can we take responsibility and ownership for our home country? We have to be a full component of what is happening.
Mining expert Edward Asemukonda has charged that Zambia lacks the political will to take ownership of its mining sector. Mr. Asemukonda says that the continued dominance of foreign entities in the sector is not due to lack of capital, but rather a lack of deliberate policy direction. He has dismissed claims that Zambians cannot own mines due to financial constraints, describing the narrative as misleading. Mr. Asemukonda argues that Zambia has sufficient resources and capacity to manage its own mineral wealth. He has since called for a shift in approach to ensure greater local participation and ownership in the mining industry.
What are you talking about, financial capacity? To me, that's neither here nor there. That's a joke. You know, we just don't have the political will to do what is right. And as long as we continue to behave in this manner, continuing to have colonial mentality, we shall not progress as a nation. We should remove that colonial mentality and start thinking as Zambians. How do we develop our country? Ghana is doing it. How are they doing it? They're not crying about money. Government is cooperating with the locals. Mali is doing it. Burkina Faso is doing it. Uganda is doing it.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Nizar Piri says that economic progress remains modest and uneven across different sectors of the economy, despite some gains recorded. Mr. Piri noted that while certain industries have shown signs of growth overall, development has not been consistent enough to signal strong economic momentum. He explained that disparities between sectors continue to slow down broader national progress. He cautioned that without deliberate efforts to address these imbalances, the country risks maintaining a slow and even growth trajectory. Mr. Perry emphasized the importance of coordinated action among stakeholders to strengthen economic performance.
The economy didn't pick up a response that we expected based on the budget that was announced. So I think what we need to do is that direct execution. There are a lot of projects, and I believe we can do better by accelerating execution, especially considering that very soon the country will come out by elections and level of activities right now. The time for the hands on deck for us to do the final push, for us to see some economic activity. That now we have everything is in the sector, we have power. So I think businesses can then see that we can have a bit more activity in the second quarter.
We take a break. We do have more news there after. Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.